In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Proverbs chapter 2. Two verses of scripture here, beginning at verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth... Does anybody know? Wisdom. Yeah. Some people say, happy is a man that finds a diamond in his backyard or a gold nugget. No. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it, now it's a reference back to the two previous things that were mentioned, wisdom and understanding. The merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. So you have two opposing ideas. Now in this world, what's emphasized? What are the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world? What did they emphasize? Money. Sex. I mean, think about all the things that he represented. And he was considered to be successful. He's dead today. Okay? I don't know what happened. I don't know if he committed suicide or if somebody got him. Time will tell. We'll find out. But here was a man that lived his life for silver and gold and all the things it could buy. What should he have looked for? Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise is better. What is merchandise? Merchandise are things that you can sell and trade. You know, as kids growing up, merchandise were matchbox cars, marbles. We had a lot of things that we used to trade. Mike used to bring stuff to school. We'd trade stuff back and forth, you know. And that was merchandise. Now, today it's little cards that kids have. They'll trade them back and forth, you know. When I was a kid, it was baseball cards. Today it's Pokemon cards. That's the big hit. I still to this day have no idea what in the world those things are. But I did know what a baseball player was, and I didn't know what a basketball player. I could see their picture and know who they were. But today they've got these weird looking creature things that they are doing. But anyway, it was something that you traded. It was merchandise. And what does God say? What merchandise should you be trading in that brings happiness to your life? We learned this morning there are a lot of things that bring unhappiness. What are you trading in this morning? Is wisdom and understanding something that you seek after with your life? Or is the pursuit of your life the silver and gold and the things that it can buy? One thing that comes with it. Now remember this. The Bible said, one thing that comes with the pursuit of silver and gold is unhappiness. Unhappiness. But the pursuit of wisdom and understanding brings happiness. You know, one of the things that I saw when I was in the Philippines back in November is I went up into those mountain villages and saw those people living in nipa huts. All right, that was their house. That's where they lived. All right. And the children were happy. They were running around playing, but they had nothing like American children have. They didn't have devices in their hands. They were just out playing. And I noticed the people, one of the men that it was starting to rain up there on the mountain. And so we went and I ran over and began to knock on a hut so I could ask if I could come inside to get out of the rain. And the man welcomed me in there, and he was so happy. He had a big smile on his face and was so happy. He had nothing but just a hut. There was no furniture. There was no, special things. He did have a TV that was there. It was amazing. He had a dish network thing on top of his hut. But that's it. They stood to watch TV. All right? They stood to watch TV. There was no place to sit. So we stood there during a rainstorm, and he was so happy, and he walked around, and he would point to this and point. I didn't speak his language. I didn't know what to say or whatever, but, he was happy. I'm wondering, we're killing ourselves today with unhappiness because we're pursuing all the wrong things. And God told us what to pursue, wisdom and understanding. We're here today to pursue two things. Wisdom and understanding. We're not going to be handing out any gold or silver today, but we are going to hand out the precious Word of God. I hope you love it. I hope you'll pursue it in your daily life, because that's the only way in this world you're going to know what happiness is all about.